the YouTube videos.
Oh, and because it's short, is that what it is? Is that why it's attractive?
I think so, yeah. I don't like to get bogged down in people's long videos when they're just like, I'm going to tell you about today. It's just like, oh, get to the point already.
You know, I have to say, Wes, that I agree in that the evolution, let's just pin it down to people who cook.
Save the liver! Don't throw it away! I hope I've made my point.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm going to tell you about today. It's just like, oh, get to the point already.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4231. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 23rd of April 2024. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show. I'm going to tell you about today. It's a...
Pinky's Big Fatty, is it the Faye driver? No, hi everyone, I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are Pinkies today, cause y'all, it's the crazy full moon. Today it is the pink moon, or some people call it the pank moon. And y'all, it's just going to be, its normal golden color. But y'all, it's called the pink moon because it's named after the herb moss pink, also known as creeping phlox, moss phlox, or mountain phlox. It's a native plant in the eastern United States.
Your silvery beams will bring love dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery
celebrate the pink moon. It's true. Let's see. y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, what did I do? Y'all, I watched the, you know, first of all, the Garf got a weather delay, so everything was running on time on Sunday evening. Watched the news, and then the 60 minutes. And y'all, it was pretty good. The only thing that was on there was the what is that guy's name? The comedian that I just don't care for him. And that Anderson Cooper interviewed him, and I can't think of his name to save my life right now. It'll come to me though. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just part of getting ancient. Yes, oh, I've passed old. I'm now ancient. And y'all, then I switched over to the sports ball, and y'all, the Atlanta Braves got the ass beat Sunday night. Y'all, it was the ESPN national game, so that wasn't good that they lost to the national audience. Y'all, it was gonna be chilly. I was shutting that and going down to like 52, 51 degrees. And so, y'all, I opened the windows in the chamber and y'all slept like a baby. But y'all, they were showing on the news Monday morning that the temperature on Saturday in Charleston was 91 degrees at 5 p.m. in the evening. And on Sunday, it was 61 degrees at 5 p.m. in the evening. So, y'all, we are going up and down and up and down. And yes, we created just like the merry-go-round. Yes, we got merry-go-round temperatures. And, y'all, the... but anyway, slept well, and I woke up right before 7 a.m. y'all, my all of my newspapers had been delivered on Sunday, so I caught up on those on Sunday night also. And then so I got up, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles. Y'all, the puzzles, y'all, did you do the strands? That's kind of like the word find in the letters. Yeah, it was hard today. did the puzzles, y'all. I had an English muffin for my breakfast, and then I was off. I was off from the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle, came back, and y'all, evidently on Saturday night, he went out, and y'all, he went to get in his can to come back to Fat Acres, and y'all, his battery was, let's just say that bunny wasn't beating that drum anymore, be ready, anyway, so he asked me if I would take him up to his car, and we were gonna jump it, but y'all, there were cars on both sides of where he was, so he called the roadside assistance, and about an hour later, they showed up, and they had this little battery jumper, and just got him going, and he went by to see about getting a new battery, and evidently, on his car, he has a Ford Edge also, and evidently, I think his is a year or two older than mine, the computer has to be reset if you take the battery out, so he's gonna have the Ford dealership, replace the battery and do all that, y'all, after that, I dropped him off, and I came back here to the villa, and y'all watched some of the Price is Right, had some more of those prosciutto and mozzarella fingers. Y'all finished them off, actually, and y'all, it was good. It was real good, and I had to water the plants in Fern Gully. Cause y'all, like I said, it had been up in the 90s, while I was gone, and, so I got them all, watered. Y'all, they look so nice, and, then I came in and got my share, and y'all, I laid down for a little nipper nap, and y'all, it was just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds like it could have been longer. You're still yawning. Well, you know, y'all, I'm yawning as if I were in coot, but I'm not. Then the nip stopped by, and we were chatting. Y'all, Big Fatty's schedule, his summer schedule is filling up fast, y'all. That Peter Potamus and Eric are gonna come and see Big Fatty. I think it's just gonna be a quick celebration of exiting the birth canal trip. But he's coming towards the before Memorial Day, but it's like a week before. It's the Monday before Memorial Day, and so I think it's kind of a birthday trip. But anyway, just a quickie, Benny. We don't need to hear about anybody else's quickies. We're having to endure yours, Flo, you know, that's the Nip's sister. She has planned a surprise trip the second week of May. I don't know where it's to. Y'all, it's the mystery trip. Y'all, the Orange Hat and the Hat Arena used to take these mystery trips, and they would they would tell them how to pack and how long they would be gone. And then they'd go to the Aerial Puerto, they'd get on the plane, and the Aerial aluminum tube of death would take off, and then they would tell them where they were going. It's kind of creepy, is what that is. Well, it, you know, in the day, it was probably a good time, but anyway, and. So, I got that going, and y'all, you know, we've got the, y'all, this coming, this coming Saturday, y'all, I have a overnight guest here at the villa. I won't reveal who it is yet, and then Sunday, I've got the Mean Girls, theatric presentation. I told you about our new season. Never mind. I won't repeat myself. Benny, you always repeat yourself. That's like what Dr. Stone was saying. Oh, y'all, when I was watching The Price is Right, y'all, there was a man bun alert, and I sent this to Dr. Stone. Y'all, that James O'Halloran, g'day, mate. G'day, Drew. G'day, everybody. From the future, y'all. He's got a man bun now. Big Fatty, I thought I saw you touching yourself. It's true. And y'all, you know, James is always sexy, but you know, you give him a man bun, and it's just like, oh, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear it. But anyway, and y'all, so the Nip and I visited a little bit, and y'all, now here I am. Y'all, I got my held mail today, and and y'all, I'm happy to report that Olive has received her tax refund, which has been deposited in the estate account. Still waiting on the state of South Kakalaki to get it together. Big Fatty, they're too busy working on the schools. Well, that's true. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. I meant to tell you this last week, but it just escaped me. But y'all, when we were over, when the Nip and I were over at Shady Pines on Tuesday, a week ago today, I don't know how we got onto the conversation, but the Nip decided that... We're talking about death. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, that is a topic of discussion every day at Shady Pines. Well, it probably is. But anyway, the Nip had said, and y'all, we're there with one of the ladies. Y'all, she's in her mid-80s, and he said that was going to have an open casket at his funeral, and I'm like... Okay, I said, well, you're not going to get fried up put in an ashtray like the rest of it. Oh, be ready. But y'all, here's the thing. The Nip wants the bottom half of the casket to be open and the top half closed. Well, Big Fatty, half of that's good, but the lady has a friend that's handling her arrangements, and she he was wondering if you know, when rigor mortis set in, if every bone or everything got hard, if you know what I mean, if the Undertaker could provide some sort of enhancement for the viewing. And I don't care how enormous your Big Fatty, Casey and Denver and Holly are now gonna want to do that too. Well, maybe so, but y'all, I've never heard of anyone wanting the bottom half of the pine box open, Big Fatty. But y'all, only the Nip. Only the Nip, I tell you. Yes, Big Fatty, only the Nip. Dear Gussie, y'all, now, you know, yesterday we had the announcement of Shark Week coming up next week, and y'all, I made reference to that Daniel Bieber who had not sent me a promised short story from a Rat World. Y'all, evidently he was running in some race and there was an incident, but y'all, I don't know the details, so we'll find out about those together. But y'all, that arrived on Monday morning, and he said that he actually had recorded it on Saturday. Y'all, I think he was racing again, so maybe that was something that that reminded him, or maybe he sharted twice. Yes, Big Fatty, wouldn't surprise me at his advanced age. And y'all, last thing that I'm gonna mention is y'all, over the weekend at the reception at my niece's and nephew's apartment, y'all, I was sitting out on the balcony, and my oldest niece took a picture of Mark Potter, and y'all, I kind of like it. I think it's a pretty good picture of Big Fatty, and y'all, I'm gonna put it up over on the www at noon today, and you can go over there and draw a mustache on it, or Big Fatty, draw a depends on it, or whatever. Just, but Big Fatty kind of likes this picture, and if you're so inclined, go over there and take a look at it. Big Fatty, you know Miss Beaver and Miss Bacon. Oh, by the way, y'all worried sick about Patty Bacon? Oh, Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, just heard from the Nip. He's got an appointment tomorrow, Wednesday, hump day at 10 a.m. in the morning to get a new battery at the Ford Motor Company here in town. And so, I'll have to be his shuttle. And that's not a big deal. And, there is that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotsel. I don't know when that's going to come back. But, Dr. Stone, if you were talking to a new prospective listener, what would you say the BFO is?
I'm going to tell you about today. It's just like, oh, get to the point already.
Oh, yes, get to the point of going over there and look at James O'Halloran's man bun.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.